before Christmas, okay, I went and got a skin treatment, right? So this treatment was called BBL. Right?
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
So I'm really bad when it comes to any of these things. I don't really know what they are. So I went to get this treatment and I was like, okay, amazing. It's supposed to be like get rid of redness and like if you have like little veins on your face. On your face, right?
BBL. BBL.
Right? So it's on your face, okay? So I'm there kind of going like, oh, like put it on Instagram being like, oh, I got like a BBL treatment, la, la, la. You know, posting it all over the shop, right?
Okay.
So then I'm sitting there with my sister and my dad. And I was like, oh, here, I got this BBL done to my face. Oh, no, to my skin. I think I said skin, right?
Okay.
And my sister gave me a weird look. And I was like, all right, okay. And I was like, oh, yeah, like I've noticed a difference in my skin. And she was like, kind of just didn't. And my sister be really into skincare, really into makeup more than I would. She gives out to me for not having a clue. And anyway, the next day, She comes to me and she was like, here, sis, like, why were you saying that in front of dad? And I was like, saying what in front of dad?
Was it?
Yeah. She's like, why are you saying that in front of dad? She was like, I can't believe you got BBL. And I was like, why? I was like, it's just for me. It's actually just for my face. Like, it gets rid of redness. And she was like, I thought a BBL was a Brazilian butt lift.
What?
Brazilian butt lift. I was like, no, I didn't. And then, right, went somewhere else. Sorry, was in Virgin Media.
But hang on, would you not want to see what your Brazilian... sister. Would you not say, what's the story with your Brazilian
butt... No, because she didn't want to say it in front of my dad.
But would you not notice if somebody got a Brazilian butt lift?
I don't know.
Like, your jeans would be sort of like...
How
different.
Does that work? Does that mean your bum would be a bit more...
I think a Brazilian butt lift is almost like you get... Now, I could be totally wrong, so, you know, don't come at me. But I think it's like you get stuff into... I think you get stuff like injected into your derriere and then things get like lifted up. So it's like you've got like a perky bum.
And make it sort of rounder?
Rounder, I think. Brazilian bums
are round.
Now that you're here, we want to ask you a question then.
Yes.
Because it was before we were asking about Brazilian bum cream.
What?
Because there is cream that will firm up your bum.
Oh.
And temporary.
Temporary.
Oh, right.
And you can buy it in like just normal stores.
Yeah.
But it's called Brazilian bum cream. You've never heard of this?
I've never heard of this.
Here, like I'm just going to show Zainab a photograph of it.
Yeah.
You've never seen that.
Oh, I have seen that.
You have seen that.
What does it do? What does Brazilian bum cream do?
So if you, I'm almost sure if you put the cream around your bum, it lifts it up, but it's not like...
Oh, that can't be real.
You don't go to the doctors around like that. Like, it's just, you can buy it in any shop. I'm sure Centra, maybe.
That's BBC.
That is BBC.
BBC.
Yeah.
And this is
BBL.
BBL.
So even like somebody else said, oh, I saw you got BBL. And I was like, yeah.
Do they think it's the same thing?
I was going on, be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then they were like, but like, I thought that you were happy with how you looked. And I was like, what the hell?
What does BBL actually stand for?
I don't know what it actually...
Go on. Broadband light. I swear to God, BBL is called broadband light. It delivers broad spectrum visual and infrared light energy into the skin to regenerate skin cells and improve skin health.
Yeah, so it's like laser. So it's like laser, like on different layers of your skin.
Did Virgin Media not do that? Broadband light.
Broadband
Brazilian
light.
Brazilian butt lift. Get it now.
So yeah, so can I just squash that rumor?
Yeah.
I didn't get...
That's a good rumor. That's
lift.
A great rumor to start. Everyone will be checking out. With, there's something different about her. So now we're okay to discuss your dad.
We could talk about my dad now because he should be in work, not listening to us. Sorry, Dad, if you're out there, right? So basically, my dad is from Sudan, okay? He's been living in Ireland for over 30 years and he still has like the strongest... accent, okay. Like the strongest Sudanese accent.
Do his accent.
So when I was small, I used to get him to say the word lollipop because he'd go lollipop.
See, this is I love this.
Or Crystal Palace. My mom used to say, ask your dad to say Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace.
I have so many words, right? I want to pronounce now. Is that
my
fun?
Sister lives in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And when she comes to Dublin, she asks if she's in a taxi, she'll ask it if the Dublin taxi driver has a Dublin accent. She'll get him to say things because she loves the accent so much. So she'll get him to say, brutal. You know,
brutal.
You tell me something's brutal. That's brutal, actually.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, I'm home.
Also, here, the other day, right, I got a message from my dad. He was giving out about something, okay? And he just said to me, he was giving out about a TV show and he was like, da 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 da. Is, and then he said, sent a crab emoji. Okay.
A crab emoji.
He goes, that blah 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 is crab emoji.
This person is a crab emoji.
Yeah. And I said,
Cancerian.
I was like, that's what I was like, what do you mean? I was like, Dad, crab emoji. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, wait, do you mean crab or crap?
Oh.
Right? And my dad just sends me back all caps, crab. C-R-A-B, crab.
Is that what?
Crab.
That's what he says.
So he says that. He says crab.
So he
crab,
thought
like,
it was with a B?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He tells me. So he was like, that's crab.
It's totally crab.
That's crab.
So yeah. Zainab tells me this.
That's fantastic.
And in our house, all I got out of, that's crab.
That's crab. It's crab.
It's crab.
It's crab.
It is a brilliant word. That's
yeah.
crab.
So just, yeah, shorthand. Just send a crab emoji. So this is, okay, what I would have kind of gone with a justified fangirl. Person,
so you, yeah, we're talking about fangirling,
like who I would lose my mind if I would meet. Okay, so I'm guessing. Okay, let us know your unexpected people that you would fangirl. Okay,
we're not talking about Zendaya or Robert Downey Jr. or Leonardo DiCaprio. We're talking about random people that you fangirl over or fanboy, whatever way you yes. want to call it, and you're kind of everyone's going, that's a bit weird, or that's a bit strange, or maybe they're accessible.
Yes.
So let's discuss Zainab here, who has a random one.
Okay. One of the reasons why I enjoyed watching RT News, enjoyed any time they were talking about, you know, work and technology would pop up on the news and I'd go, turn it up. It was purely for Brian O'Donovan. Like, stop. Like, I...
So the reporter from RT News is your fangirling moment.
Like, every time, right, when he used to work, like, he used to do a lot of, like, correspondence. Like, he'd do a lot of filming outside, like, Leinster House, like, Merrion Square, like, all that kind of neck of the woods. Anytime I'd walk past, I'd be fully looking out for Brian O'Donovan. Like when he used to be the Washington correspondent, if there was any news about
Why?
Trump, I'd be like, here we go, it's Brian O'Donovan. No, I love
his voice. I'll give you that, Brian O'Donovan.
He's got the best pizzazz. He's like, it's like news with a punch. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I just really wanted to go, Zainab El Jazuli. Like, he could read literally nothing and I would be so very happy. Like,
someone's just WhatsApped in, right? They're kind of on the same buzz as you, but they says, Richard Chambers.
That's from Katie. Gas.
Another girl. I fangirled over my local barman for years. 10 years later and we're together now.
Okay, I know. Brian O'Donovan. Okay,
it's not a sexual thing.
No,
it's a fangirling moment of.
It's just, I'm like, I love what you do. You're just as a whole, just as a person. I just appreciate it.
You're like, more of a kind of going, oh my God, there he is over there.
Yeah,
I'd love to meet him.
I'd love his autograph. No, genuinely.
You would love Brian O'Donovan's autograph.
I'd love Brian O'Donovan's autograph. If anybody, no, genuinely, I'm not even joking. If anybody sees him, can you please get him to say Zainab El Jazuli? Like, I just want that to be my like notification if I ever get a message. Like, I'm not joking. I have told many of my friends, if you ever see him, please get a video of him for me.
Okay, there has to be someone in Dublin that knows Brian O'Donovan from RT News. Before 10 o'clock this morning, can we get...
No, don't even
joke. Zainab El Jazuli,
no,
RTE
don't.
News.
I'm not even joking. Don't even do that. I'm actually getting warm. Like,
she is. She's getting really shy here now. She's getting hot flushes thinking of him.
So I'm talking about Dirty Dancing, right?
Oh, right, okay.
So what was it? So it came out 36 years ago. Now, I think I've watched the film slightly. It's one of those ones where I kind of watch it. Not really that much. Like, I haven't really watched it. Love a bit of Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Can't remember if I've ever actually watched it in full.
Oh, so you're not a mad fan for the film?
I'm not mad for the film.
Because I thought every lady was a fan of that movie.
I know, you'd think that. And I think everybody assumes that. And then I go, oh yeah, I don't know if I've actually even watched it.
Okay, so
through.
I don't know much about it either. I know Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner.
Yes, I know that.
And I know Dancing on a Log.
Dancing on a Log. And then obviously the lift that they do in the... lake.
So she runs towards him. I know this from from videos.
Videos.
So she runs towards him. He grabs her by the waist, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, hooshes her up.
Oh, over his head?
Yeah.
You do this?
So at any wedding
yeah.
that me and my other half go to, if this song comes on, he's always daring me. He always makes a massive circle and everybody's looking and
I've had the time of my life.
Genuinely, that song comes on and everybody loses their mind. There's some people that attempt the lift. However, my other half will literally, one of the weddings we went to, cleared the whole floor, like pushed everybody out. Everybody was looking at me.
And you run towards him.
And I ran towards
him. In heels and all.
In heels.
And like, a dress and everything.
In a dress, right? Now.
You don't want wardrobe malfunctions.
Oh, hold on a second, right? Hold on a second now. So I'm there thinking I'm unreal, right? Yeah. A few drinks into me, right? Peg it over, hooshes me up. Everybody starts cheering.
Wow. And so, does he lift you over
like,
the head?
He probably lifted me up. Like, we're not.
Fair play to him.
I'm not that fit, right?
Yeah.
Not that fit. So everybody starts cheering. So I was like, oh my God, there. I was kind of like, oh my God, we've done it. And then I realized when he lifted me up by the waist, yeah, he accidentally hooshed up
the
my dress.
No, where? How so far up?
Like, very high up. So everybody saw the moon.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a different song.
That was a different song.
The Hole of the Moon.
The Hole of the Moon. I am also a singer-songwriter, and I often have to warn my fiancé when I've written a song about a previous person. I have to do damage control and say, by the way, this angry song, it's not about you, okay? It's about somebody else. So do you have to have that kind of conversation? Do you have to do damage control with your fiancé, Alex, before these songs, before he gets a taster of the songs?
Yeah, there's a song that I wrote with Ray on the album, and it's about Alex, and he listened to it, and I didn't give him like any disclaimers or anything like that. I just played it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, right, see what he thinks. And he listened to it, and he was like, yeah, that's really cool. Like, it's really catchy, like, really whatever. And then I was like, but are you cool with the lyrics? Because I'm talking about like how annoying you can be.
Oh, dear.
Like certain things. And he's like, what? And he doesn't listen to the lyric. Like, he listens to the song first and the melodies, and he listens to like the vibe, and then he'll pick up on the lyrics like the second or third listen, which I find really strange, because the first thing I do when I listen to a song is listen to the lyric.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But everyone's different. So he doesn't listen to it like that.
So earlier I was telling news that I was cheering on for Munster.
Why though?
Well, basically, people came to my rescue.
Oh.
From Munster. So what happened was, I was driving into town, and out of nowhere my steering wheel started going real weird, and then I thought the road was just a bit dodgy or whatever, so I pulled over, looked at the car. I was like, what's going on? Flat tire.
Oh yeah, when that happens.
Got a flat tire, and it was one of those, you know, when you're just like, oh, just no. And I'd been told recently, it was like, this is how you change a flat tire and blah blah, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
Where were you? What part of Dublin?
I was very lucky that I was actually near neck of the woods, so I was kind of I was near-ish to the Aviva when it happened.
And did you pull in like somewhere awkward or was
no? Look, it was grand actually. I managed to just like pull in off like one of the main roads and parked in like a little parking spot.
Oh, that's okay.
So
then,
it was grand. So I was like, okay. Called the AA, not members with them. Called the insurance company. They were like, you've nothing here for breakdown assistance. I was like, oh no. I was like, okay. Called my mom, as you do, in a panic. And she was like, right, you can do this. You can change the tire. I had to be hyped up, you know?
Of course you have.
And then she was like, if all else fails, just make a big hullabaloo out of you changing the tire. So she was like, we're talking like, take all the stuff out of the boot, put it all on the footpath, like make it a spectacle.
There are people who would love to help. There are people who
always decent people. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, so you know what? I was very lucky. Beggar's Bush pub, not very far away from where I had parked.
Okay.
Did I see a photograph? Were you outside the 51?
Is that what's the 51?
It's the 51. You're on Haddington Road.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a photograph over the weekend where you had three burly men.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense now. So she was outside the 51 pub across from Smith's.
You love it in there.
Yeah, there.
Great carvings in there. So I was there throwing everything around, and I was like, here we go. I was like taking my spare tire out, and I was like, here we go. This is my Bush Tucker trial. I'm going to do this. I can get this done. And then these three massive lads, massive Munster men in their Munster jerseys were like, don't worry about that. We'll have this change for you now in 5 minutes. Don't worry about it. So I literally just stood there going, thanks, lads. Thanks, lads. So I still don't know how to change a tyre because I didn't have to.
I didn't have to. Wait, what's that coming
just
over
go,
the hill?
Help. Hail.
Did you get that?
No, I didn't get that.
What's that coming over the hill?
Is it a monster?
Is it a monster?
Monster.
Oh,
fans.
Is it a monster?
That's very good.
Monster,
that's really good.
That was good.
I like that.
Okay, I'm just slow today.
That's all right.
But yeah, so I kind of was like, you know what? Today is my day. I'm going to learn how to change a tyre. And then I didn't have to because they had to change in 2 minutes flat. Now, I would have done it the wrong way as well.
Oh, would you? Watch?
So basically, I had the jack. I was ready to slide the jack under the car without, loosening the bolts.
Oh, yes.
So they were like, I think they must have seen me
loosen
not do
first,
that.
Yeah,
and they were like, let's help.
Yeah, okay.
Let's help this one. I need to ask you guys a question, right?
Okay.
So I joined the gym recently and I've been out of the game. I've been out of the gym game for a very long time. So I forget what gym etiquette is. Right.
Okay.
So you guys have known me now for like a bit over 6 months, right?
Yeah.
And you know that I'm a smiley person.
Very.
Okay.
Yes.
So when I'm strolling down the road, I'll give like a, you know, a smile.
Hello.
I find it hard to walk past people and like look down on the ground and like not smile at people.
Okay.
So when I was in the gym the other day, I'm there walking around kind of like smiling at people, right?
Yeah.
Then my other half comes over and he's like, could you stop doing that? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, that's not what you do here. He was like, you're going to be giving off the wrong signals. Because it's kind of like, he's like, it looks like you're looking.
Yeah, it's kind of an eyes down type scenario, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, people are grunting. They don't want people coming up and smiling at them. It's like, what are you smiling
no,
at?
No, but you know, if you're like passing somebody by.
See, the fact that you go to the gym with your other half kind of,
to
me,
together,
is another issue in itself.
We're not working out together.
If you were on the phone, Zainab, right? If you're on the phone, I wouldn't smile at you when you're on the phone. So let alone if you're working out.
What do you mean if I'm on the phone?
But you're quite quiet. Like, you're quite shy, I would say.
Yeah, but I wouldn't interrupt if she was in the middle of doing something. If she's on a phone call, I wouldn't come up and just start smiling. So if you're in the middle of a workout and, you know, lifting weights or running or whatever, I wouldn't come up and just go,
no. But if you lock eyes, if you make eye contact, do you just dart your eyes away, or do you smile?
See, that's weirder. That's if you dart away, that's weirder. You need to just go, how are you, and just keep going.
How are you? Yeah, that's fine.
Or are you waiting for like a full blown conversation with someone?
No, but I did have an awkward moment where I was doing my stretches, right? And I was doing like, you know, like the downward dog one, and you kind of look, you're kind of looking under yourself, right?
Right.
I awkwardly made eye contact with some guy.
That's
that
not the time. That's not the time to make eye contact. Especially that's not the time to smile. Don't smile either. That's not the time. No.
It was accidental eye lock, and I went, oh, okay, I'm looking at her. Is that okay?
That's when you definitely look away in an accidental eye lock.
Okay, right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what gym are you going to? Because we're not going to go to that one.
Oh, right. Well, here, somebody just messaged in saying, you should have waved.
You should have waved. While you're doing the damn dog, you would have landed on your face. I went in and wrote a song called This Is Finglas, and I did a demo-y version. And seeing as you are a professional in the music industry, Zainab, we have put you in the tight spot of recording and performing your version with professional vocals.
Yeah, no pressure, because you challenged me on air, so I could hardly say ner.
Right.
So I had to go record it, do all the backing vocals, then do a music video
for
it.
We got you the props of the music video.
If you haven't seen the music video, it's on FN4's Instagram page. You can go and check that out as well.
It's got 500,000 views, lads.
Insane.
In 24 hours, 500,000 views of Finglas Hold'em.
It's unbelievable. So if you fancy having a look at that, go to FN4's Instagram page. This is the professional voice of Zainab, as we changed your name to Beyoncé.
Yes, thank you very much.
Strutting her stuff round Finglas, where you used to live.
Yes.
So it's your hometown. And performing this absolute banger. So well done to you. Let us know what you think of this. It's FM104.
This is Finglas, Dublin 11. Hey. Home of Agnes Brown. Yeah, this is Finglas. We're not less Nevin. 4.4 miles from town. 4.4. Got a few messages you need to do. Charlestown Shopping Center, Clearwater 2. It's all going down in my hometown. We're looking so good, make Beyonce look bad down. My mate Ado works in Power City. He's on the Finglas Tourist Board Committee. I haven't seen Ado for a while. He's in the full shilling, talking about Arendelle. Ooh, which one is the best? I love me Finglas South, but I love me Finglas West. Ooh, best place in the land. God bless you, Christy Dignam, and rock on you as land. This is Finglas, Dublin 11, home of Agnes Brown. Yeah, this is Finglas. We're not less Nevin. 4.4 miles from town.
Got a few messages you need to do. Charlestown Shopping Center, Clearwater Zoo. It's all going down in my hometown. We're looking so good, make Beyonce look bad down.